$57 million in provincial investment will not spare Trent University from a projected deficit in the coming year, reports from the university's June Board of Governors meeting indicate. The university's budget for the 2026-27 financial year was presented during closed session in March, but was embargoed from final approval until the announcement of $57 million in provincial funding for the university, which was confirmed by Peterborough MPP Dave Smith at a press conference on Wednesday, June 17th. Following the confirmation of the investment, the budget was publicly presented at the June 19th meeting of Trent's Board of Governors by University Chair of the Finance and Property Committee, David Delaney, and Tarek Eladrisi, VP Finance and Administration. Here's a clip from that presentation.
Really, the financial update is usually in our consent agenda area of open. We decided to bring it into the non-consent agenda. For a number of reasons. One, we do believe that I don't want to set expectations too high, but we do believe preliminary results right now indicate that we're going to have a finance balanced position of just over 0.1 million. So very small surplus before year end university appropriations compared to what this board has approved last year of a 1.65 million deficit. So this represents a real swing from where we were from budget. It's particularly noteworthy that we did face this year a significant loss of net tuition revenue driven by international enrollment, coming from our international enrollment being below FTEs and us, although we've increased enrollment on the domestic side, the revenue driven by international students is much higher than on, in terms of tuition rate, much higher than our domestic students.
Despite Trent managing to balance their books for the 2025-26 financial year, the institution's financial outlook remains uncertain owing to cascading year-over-year losses in net tuition revenue in the wake of the federal government's 2023 cap on international student visas. The three-year budget projection presented to the Board of Governors anticipates a deficit of $1.8 million in 2026-27, climbing to more than $11 million the year after, and over $17 million in 2028-29.
We certainly have enrollment assumptions in this budget baked into. Enrollment is still a major revenue driver. We see us having a 6% decrease in 2026-27. From the 12,324 FTEs in 25-26. This is really reflective of the compounding effect of international federal international study permit restrictions and the flow-through impact of lower enrollments in previous years. The financial challenge we started with, so we did start with a pretty daunting exercise where we were looking at 26-27, we were predicting a $31.2 million deficit growing to over $54 million by 28-29. Following the February 12th announcement and the May 27th funding model workbook, we recast our deficit to reduce to $14.3 million before the institution took structural changes that are fundamental to bring us to our new level. We addressed the remaining $14.3 million challenge through deliberate multi-pronged approach and guided by six principles: our financial stability, our reputation, our quality, our strategic alignment, our student experience, our culture, and risk management. Our budget reduction strategies, as we said, were not going to be across-the-board cuts. They were selective in the way that they actually approached the cuts, and taking cuts smaller in areas where would have a large impact on the future sustainability of the institution, and larger in areas where we think that impact could be taken. After the PVP had its deliberations in February, we devised about 7.6% of reductions, about $11.9 million in budget reductions overall. And those are outlined, and how they're outlined is in your budget. It is a fiscally responsible budget, we believe, in a very difficult time, and one that protects our academic mission minimizes the impact on students, employees, and maintains meaningful contingency buffer for years to come. So thank you.
During the Q&A period about the 2026-27 budget, board members were quick to point out that the board's financial update had come hot on the heels of a lengthy presentation from Interim Dean of Humanities and Social Sciences, Dr. Catherine Norlock, about the importance of liberal arts education, despite the university's Humanities and Social Science Department being subject to a $1.4 million budget cut in the coming financial year. Here's Governor Valentine Lufkin asking President Kathy Bruce about that.
It's unfortunate that your presentation follows on the heels of a discussion about liberal arts education, because it forces me to try to put the two ideas together. And I just wonder if you could just say a few thoughts concerning how you balance the challenge of preserving a liberal arts mission while being fiscally responsible.
I'd like Kathy to answer that.
I will get us started.
You'll get us started.
Governor Valentine, the first thing I want to say is, you know, going through the budget reduction exercise that we did, we held to some strong principles. And one of those first principles is protecting the academic mission of the institution. And in fact, we held to that very strongly because we do believe, to your point, there is no trend unless we have students and faculty and all of the supports that are needed. And so it's making sure that we were being as judicious as possible, as careful as possible through that process. And I can tell you it was quite arduous, but that, in fact, that was core to every conversation.
Board and faculty member Dr. Hashmet Uluwarta echoed Lufkin's concerns, asking VP Finance and Administration Tarek Aladrisi by what metrics the university could quantify the cut's success.
No matter how we look at this, these are some significant cuts to our community. They're significant cuts to our delivery of items and issues in terms of not just faculty, I'm one of those, but also in terms of staff. So my question to I guess it's directed to you, Tarek, I'm not sure exactly, honestly, how do we understand the implications of these cuts going forward? How do we assess the way in which we can understand what success is? Because success, as I understand it, I appreciate that it's measured in this way, but there also has to be a measurement in terms of, are we failing in our delivery of certain goods and services and expectations of the incoming students? So I guess my question then pointedly is, how do we assess the success of these cuts going forward?
If I may, I'm going to rephrase it maybe a second, and maybe I'll point it to Mark.
Of more than $11 million in permanent budget reductions, humanities and social sciences academics and support are facing a cut of more than $1.4 million in 2026-27. Science academics are facing a permanent reduction of $1.3 million, and the nursing and education programs will be subject to a combined cut of more than $1.5 million. Student support and Trent's graduate programs are facing the largest cuts relative to their individual budget size, at 14% and 12% of their compressible budget, respectively. These cuts, which represent permanent reductions to the university's operating budget in the years going forward, come off the back of more than $9 million in prior cuts to attempt to balance the university's book in the face of last year's $13 million net tuition loss. With the 2026-27 budget approved at the June 19th meeting, the university will be directed to proceed with the reduction strategies outlined in the report in the hopes of running the projected $1.8 million deficit next year. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.